welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of slvoices.com, the voice of the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Well, hi, I am Martha with slvoices.com. New and exciting things are happening here on Adams Street in Monta Vista at Phoenix Hold. I'm here with Christy, who is the owner of one of the newest stores in Monta Vista. Tomorrow, you're actually opening up the consignment part of things.
Me and my husband, we decided about a month ago that we wanted to try something new in our store. So we decided to add consignment because there wasn't really anything like that at the time here. We also wanted to do something else that was kind of exciting, and we wanted to do a flea market on Fridays and Saturdays. The first Friday of every month, I have a special lady that will be coming in. She'll be setting up a boutique pop-up. She'll be selling some really nice leggings and matching tops and outfits and stuff like that, something to fit everybody from children's sizes up to plus sizes for women. But we thought it would be something fun we can do, and it's something that in the wintertime you'll be inside out of the cold, and in the summertime you'll be inside out of the heat. And we just wanted to do something fun. So a nice, safe place for people to come to. We're right next door to Nino's. We're family owned and operated. The guy that we rent from, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have been able to make this possible. It's always been a dream of mine and my husband's to have a little storefront and something that we can also, in the future as we grow, turn around and help the community. And so as we grow, we would like to be able to maybe even allow our customers when they come in to maybe give us some suggestions on organizations they might want to add to our list of already ones that are dear to me and my husband's heart, like helping to feed the homeless, helping the band boosters, and helping Special Olympics, that are the three organizations that right now they're the ones that are on our list that we would like to help as we grow.
That sounds wonderful, Christy. I love that your heart for the community. I love your heart for these organizations that you want to support. I think it's fantastic that you want to hear feedback from the people in the community. That's always a good thing. And this is something that Monta Vista does not have. I mean, we have some thrift stores and we have some secondhand stores and they're really nice, but we don't have any consignment stores. And I'm sitting here looking around and I am seeing some artwork that is just absolutely gorgeous. Tell us about some of your products. I noticed there's some homemade things over here. I'm looking at some lotions and soaps that are from Rancho de Animales.
Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about what we have right now. We signed up with a really nice couple. They make antler stuff like lamps, tables, little knickknacks, dream catchers, and they're called Creative Visions. And I also have another mom. It's a mom and son. They make signs. You can drive past my store right now at 122 Adams Street, and you can actually see some of the stuff displayed in my window already. I also have a large collection of anywhere from really old vintage Coca-Cola stuff to some newer stuff. I have something for everybody. I even have jewelry in here, some handmade lotions, some soaps. I have knives, and I'm looking to add more stuff as the time comes.
Okay, so what you're doing here is not only giving people of Monta Vista a place to sell maybe some of their gently used items, but you've actually opened up an outlet for artists.
Yes, I want people to know, just like Creed, we have some pretty talented people here in Monty, the town surrounding us, Del Norte, South Fork, Alamosa. I mean, I have people that reach out to me often wanting to come in here and display their stuff and come in and check it out or check our store out.
So you're not only supplying a new and exciting service and a new and exciting store for the consumers of Monta Vista, but for the artists and crafters of Monta Vista now have an outlet where they can bring their things.
Yes, for people to get to know them and to see their stuff. It's kind of like helping them to advertise their stuff so people know they're here, and it's helping everybody. We're not here to get rich. We're just here to do something fun and to make a little bit of money at it and to help, you know, people that can't afford to open up a storefront or something, a way to come in here and to display their stuff so people can see their stuff.
So when someone does bring something in here for consignment, you have a contract?
Yes, I do. And right now, when people come in, this is what I ask of them whenever they message me or they come by here. I ask them to bring their items in so I can check it out to see if it's something that I want to add in my store. And if it's something that I'm interested in, then this is how it works right now for this month. I'm allowing people to come in and consign their stuff for 20%. You don't pay anything until the item sells. Once the item sells, I take the 20% and then you get the rest. And that's how it works on the consignment side. As far as my flea market goes, the best way to get in on that is my $100 flat rate for the month. That's $25 a week if you do the math. And that's just another way to come in here. And it's an affordable way to try to come in here and sell your items that you might not be in a good location for doing a yard sale or something.
Tell me about some of the things that maybe you wouldn't accept.
I'm not really comfortable accepting TVs, electronics, and stuff like that just for security reasons. So that I would have to say that that's the only thing that I'm not accepting in my store.
And that makes sense. You started out talking about HughesNet just a little bit. I'd like to go back to that. Tell me more about what's going on with HughesNet.
Okay, what's going on with my HughesNet? When we first established the store, I was selling my HughesNet and my Vivint Home Security, and my packages start out at $39.99. I will still be continuing to sell my HughesNet and my Vivint Home Security along with my consignment. If someone signs up through HughesNet, that's where I'm going to be making my biggest donation, which is $50 to one of the three places that I've listed. If there is another organization when someone comes in, I would be willing to make a donation to that organization as well. Something else about my internet, a lot of people don't know. Before we moved into this community and we relocated our HughesNet to here, there wasn't dedicated coverage here for the HughesNet stuff. So before we came here, there was an old system that was slow. A lot of people here were unhappy with it. But whenever we relocated here and my husband started doing installs here, something that he was offering to our HughesNet customers here or people that would be interested in it is a faster HughesNet system. Now we're almost compatible with Charter and, you know, and other companies around here. So a lot of people, if I can't get them in here, they just see Hughes and they just walk on past without coming in and talking to us and seeing that we have a new system we can offer. We also, along with our HughesNet, we offer landline through HughesNet. We have some pretty good deals going on right now, along with if someone signs up now on the day of activation. The next day, I can make a $50 donation to either Rainbow's Inn to help feed the homeless, or I can make a $50 donation to Special Olympics through Adams State, or I can make a $50 donation to the Band Boosters here in Monta Vista. Two of those are very dear to me and my husband, as we have our son. He's in middle school here, and he's the only kid in the valley that is in Special Olympics here through Adams State University. There's some good people up there. They only work on donations, and same thing with the Band Boosters. They got a good group of kids up there. They work really hard. You know, my husband gets out and he helps. Every year that we're here, we'll help do stuff with the Stampede. Whenever it's time to cook burgers, if they need somewhere to store their stuff, we'll open our doors and allow them to come across the street and store their stuff. They don't have to pay us anything. I sit here and I watch Rainbow's Inn. Those ladies down there, they bust their butts off every day selling stuff to try to help our hungry.
I can tell just listening to you talk about that these are things that are very dear to your heart. I applaud you for that you have taken so much of not only this new business that you're beginning, but you've taken so much of what you've been doing with HughesNet, which is apparently a lot more than just simple internet, and you have given back to the community, and that's so important. Our community right now is growing by leaps and bounds, and this is a fantastic addition to that growth. I'm looking around a little bit. I see freshly painted walls. I am seeing beautiful artwork. Beautiful dream catchers are up on the walls. Clocks, mirrors. You've got lamps galore. You've got signs and artwork. I love the whole Coca-Cola selection. It's so vintage and just in great shape. It's not, you know, sometimes you go into some stores and that sell the old things and it's not very nice looking, but yours is really in good shape and you've got it arranged so well. I'm really impressed with what I'm seeing here. I think you've done a good job, Christy.
Yeah, it's a work in progress, but I really would like to start doing what we can to help out with the community, but we need to grow. You know, it's one of the reasons I wanted to do this commercial, and I wanted to try to get the word out there because a lot of people don't even know we're here. You know, we're real new. We need all the support from the community that we can so we can survive. We're all about keeping things in the community. We shop local. We encourage other people here to do it because we're small. We don't really have a lot here, and we all need to work together as a family so we can continue to grow.
Shopping locally is very important, and that is something that has been stressed. I know in Monta Vista, a lot of our city council meetings has been stressed a lot lately. We've got to start finding ways to keep our money local. I want to go back to the flea market thing just for a minute. Before we started talking here on this podcast, you had mentioned something to me about a pop-up boutique. I have never heard that term before. Would you explain to me what a pop-up boutique is?
You know, it was fairly new to me when this young lady, she approached me on it, and she had asked me if I wanted to do it. And I at first I was thinking it might be a little bit much for a flea market type thing. But then once I met with her and I got to visit with her, I thought it just sounded so cute. I'm hoping that she wants to come back every month. It's real cute. What it is that she sets up her booth. It's not like a normal flea market booth. It's all foo-foo and girly. You know, you feel special whenever after you purchase something from her and you leave. Everything that she sells is new. She goes through a lot of trouble to go shop around and leave the valley sometimes and to get the items that she can, because there's a lot of things that we don't have here in the valley that a lot of women would love her stuff, because in order to get those things, you either have to go on Amazon or you have to go to the mall. You have to ride into Pueblo, you know, or you might get lucky finding something like it at Kohl's, but her stuff you're not going to find at Kohl's. You're not going to find at Walmart. Her stuff is really nice. I don't want to go into her prices, but her prices, I'm going to have to tell you, you can't beat them. They're better than even Walmart.
Well, that's fantastic. And the fact that it's right here, and like you said, we're not having to drive to Pueblo or Springs or, you know, make these big trips. That makes
And throughout the week, I'm going to be posting some pictures just to kind of give y'all teasers of what she does have. She's already sent me some pictures, and I might work something out with her where I might display one of her outfits if she decides to do this every month. I'm hoping that between her and her friends that they might decide to do this every weekend. And so I actually decided to do my once a month at the beginning and stay open till 7 o'clock that one time out of the month just for her boutique. And so y'all really need to come check out what we have here. So we have a lot of stuff, something for everybody.
So we really need to keep a close watch on your Facebook page, Phoenix Hold on Facebook. I believe is where we can find you.
Yes.
And you're also going to have a copy of your contract there so that everything is above board. Everybody can look at it, see what they want to do before they even come in here.
Yes.
And I think that's just fantastic.
And I'm very firm on this. If I do not have a contract and I do not have the inventory list filled out where we initial and sign everything, I cannot sell it in my store until the contract is filled and the inventory list is filled out and signed by me and the customer.
I love the way that you're looking out not only for yourself, but you're looking out for your consigners too. You want to make sure that they are taken care of.
Yes, and everybody.
Everybody's protected.
And some of the other policies that I have in my contract that I'd like to mention here too is that it's not like it's a 4 month or 6 month. It's basically a month to month lease. So if you put your items in here and I give it 30 days to sell, if at the end of that 30 days you haven't sold anything, I give you that chance to pull your items out, or you can give it another chance and we'll try it for another 30 days. But I also have another way to get out of there. If you decide, you know, like things happen, life happens. If something happens and you need to pull your stuff out of here for whatever the reason, if you just call me and let me know, I give you 7 days to come pick your stuff. I'll go ahead and pull it and put it to the side where it's safe. And then you have 7 days to come pick up your stuff. There are ways to get out of my contract. And if there's any money that's owed or whatever, you know, that'll be taken care of too when you come pick up your items.
Thank you for explaining that, making it very clear. I don't think there's any way that we can misunderstand that, especially since you're putting a copy of your contract on your Facebook page. That makes it so easy. So people, please go and visit Phoenix Hold on Facebook and join her page, like her page, keep up with it, because that's where these pictures are going to be. And this, I can tell just by being in here, this merchandise is going to be ever changing. It's a very dynamic place.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that I set up the Facebook page was also so my customers can get on there and honestly share with each other. I don't block anything. I want everybody to see the good and the bad. You know, it's just part of life. Sometimes you're going to have unhappy customers. You know, you can't please everybody, but I do try my best. Even if you come in and you don't buy anything, just come in and meet me. You never know, you might make a new friend. I love getting to meet the people here in the community, and I look forward to staying here and growing with the community.
Well, that sounds great. Is there anything you'd like to say before we wrap this up?
I hope everybody, you know, at least gets out and comes and checks us out. Even if you don't buy anything, at least just come in and just check us out.
And what is your address here on Adams Street?
We are located at 122 Adams Street. We're next door to Nino's. Come in, check us out, maybe go have a bite to eat. And also, I wanted to say a special thank you to a family that means a lot to me. It's the Kanugie family. I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that if it wasn't for Kurt Kanugie and Jim Kanugie, we would not have been able to make this store possible. And so I really do. They really mean a lot to me and my family. And so they've been a part of this community for a long time. Not a lot of people know them, or y'all might know them, but they really deserve a thank you. It really is. It means a lot to me.
They sound like really special people, and I haven't met them yet, but I look forward to doing that. Thank you, Christy, for your time today. I have enjoyed our visit, and I think you're going to do great. This is just...
I hope so.
This is wonderful.
Yes, it's always been a really big dream of mine to do something. So I love people, you know, and this is just really good for me and my family. So,
well, people are going to enjoy this. If when they walk in and...
I want them to feel at home when they come in. I want them to feel welcome, so...
Well, they're going to feel welcome, but they're also going to feel impressed because you have really quality merchandise here, and I appreciate seeing that.
The Phoenix Hold, located at 122 Adams Street, next to Nino's in Monta Vista. They're currently open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. New items are coming in all the time, so check back often or see their Facebook page, The Phoenix Hold. We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by liking us on Facebook and joining our page. Also check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of slvoices.com, the voice of the San Luis Valley.